And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Upwards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next on a beautiful day here in Southern California, next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris is here, and we have Captain Rob from Queen Charlotte Safaris talking fishing, and what a great day. A lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, and what a prize we're giving away.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so much great information, obviously, about Queen Charlotte Safaris, but yeah, Pete, you killed it. Another great prize. At the end of today's show, somebody's going to get to go fishing on an overnight open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. We've given this prize away a couple times before. You basically get a certificate that's good for any open party trip on an overnight that runs at a Fisherman's Landing. And, yeah, whatever boat happens to be running overnight, when you book your trip, you got it. You can pick from it. Doesn't matter. Open party, overnight, Fisherman's Landing coming your way. Again, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090.
A line open there.
Yep, one line, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, make sure you include your contact info when you text through so we can get back to you if you win that big prize. Lots of great texts already coming through.
Oh, yeah, and lots of good calls, too. And I want to remind you, be sure to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Caught my attention because a guy with a beautiful local native trout on the front.
Nice.
Trout season right around the corner. And lots of good information, bluefin information, and, of course, big bass happening spring.
Yes,
big
time
bass
of year.
Time. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, we had lots of great info coming up today. Lots of your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, for sure. And, Rob, you alluded to the salmon report and such. Why don't you fill us in?
What's the dirt?
Yeah, so we've been seeing some really impressive numbers in the early season of the fish count. So especially for our early season fishing, like June, early July, but definitely in June, we see the South Coast fish, the fish that are heading, you know, quite far south, runs in the numbers of 10 times average runs, quadruple times average runs.
Jeez.
So I got my fingers crossed and my toes crossed that this is going to be one epic season, especially the early season.
Wow. And the early season would be what, June?
Yeah, June. June would be. I think we're gonna see a wave of fish come through that you're just gonna be, wow, this is what it used to be like, eh? Okay.
And you actually have openings in June.
Mm-hmm.
And you said June's the best weather month too, right?
Driest.
It is. It's one of the best for sure.
Yep. Lots of sunshine.
Yeah.
Lots of light.
That's awesome.
Long days.
Long days.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
For sure. So when would be the openings? What are the opportunities to come up to Charlotte Safaris?
Well, I pretty much have my calendar in my head.
Of course you do.
No surprise.
We're going to open May 31st, and we have some openings like the first 2 weeks of the month, and then we have a little bit at the very end that go like June 28 to July 2. I have some openings there, and I have some openings for singles, and it's a mixture. We've got couples, we got all kinds of stuff, and I also have gentlemen out there, if you want to come out fishing and your wife would like to do a tour, I have some dates where I have some ladies touring.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if the lady does not want to fish, there's plenty to see.
Yes.
The museums and the whole Haida Gwaii culture.
There's a little artisan shop, Crystal Cabin, go up north to North Beach up there.
There's
a lot of stuff.
You know, it's hard to believe, but I was talking to somebody when I was there last year, that they're actually people that go and do eco tours up there. It's a huge business up there. I can't imagine going up and not fishing. But, you know, there are people, believe it or not, there are people that don't fish.
Yep.
And there's plenty to do, right, Rob?
There's hot springs out there. There's, totem poles that are still standing from early 1800s that you can go and visit.
Yeah, that's a neat tour. I've done that tour.
That's cool.
It's pretty surreal.
I'll bet it is.
It is. You're in the...
You're surrounded by a village that was the largest village on the West Coast in the 1800s, and you definitely feel a presence when you're there, a power.
Yes,
I love that. That's cool.
And that museum right across the cut there, you take a ferry over from Queen Charlotte, is truly one of the most amazing museums. I'm not a museum guy. I'll be right up front, right? Most museums kind of bore me real fast. I thought, oh, yeah, that's cool. But this one was really amazing because of all the culture and the uniqueness and stuff.
And fishing, too. I mean, there's the part that shows how they harvest, like, their salmon and roe and everything for their elders. And the Haida is just, they just have, what a culture. Just love it.
It's really cool.
We have one Haida. We have two Haida guides that are going to be fishing with us this season.
Yeah.
One, Royce, and then Kuiwa. Kuiwa is a very talented woman. Hashtag author, hashtag museum curator, hashtag super fisher woman.
Artist.
And artist. So, yeah, if you want to roll into that, Valerie, our new logo. Kuiwa designed for us.
You have the shirt with our new logo. Uh-huh. Yeah. Kuiwa did that. We'll get her on the, we need to get her and Royce on because they can talk about what it was like to grow up on the island.
Yeah, how
fishing
cool.
with their family and their dads, and yes.
Yeah.
Giving us all the secret spots.
Yeah, yeah, their little secret spots.
Our friend Gary Furness, the doc, fished with Kuiwa.
Kuiwa, and he was just raving about her.
Yeah, on Robso.
She's stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's part of the fun.
Yeah, you got a rad family there. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Rick, you have a great tech.
I thought so. This is good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What a fun show. Valerie, my question is, what kind of boats do you guys run at Queen Charlotte Safaris? And then he also had a question about what the food situation like, which we had a moment to touch on. But that's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Hi, Rory. So I'm going to say a little bit about the boats, and then I'm going to let Captain Rob jump in because he is the driver, right, Captain Rob? But we use a jet boat, and the reason why we use jets is to get between those two big islands, you know, just like Hawaii. Well, north, we're kind of like Hawaii, and so we have two big islands, and we're going between the two. The West Coast is where it's all at. It really is. And we've got the continental shelf going along there, a lot of pinnacles, and just there's just so much fish coming through, transitory fish. So we have three Thunder Jets. They're 25 foot, covered, heated.
26 foot.
Okay. And then we have three brand new precision welds built in Anacortes, Washington, just right across the border, and that's what that's the fleet we're headed towards. It just takes a little time.
Now, Rob, why the jets? Why not just a regular outboard powered boat?
Well, the East Narrows actually has a negative tide, so for us to stay on schedule, to be out there at the time you want to be out there every day, we are capable of running the Narrows in, I would say, safely 18 inches of water. So we can get out there where, you know, a dry boat or an outboard boat, you're looking at a 2 or 3 hour wait, maybe four hours wait, depending.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And, the 26-foot offshore model Thunderjet is a 2012 model exactly, with two of them have 454 Kodiaks on a HJ 241 jet, capable of 30 plus knots and cruising at around 27 knots. And then the 29.5 foot precision welds are running 440 horsepower Yamaha 5.9 liter diesels on the XB 27 jet, and very, very fuel efficient. You'd be surprised to see the numbers that we put up. We're kind of putting up numbers that you don't even see with a brand new outboard. So it's kind of cool to have such amount of power and nimble capabilities of the boats, and then, still being fuel efficient.
So fast.
Was there much of a learning curve for you, Rob, when
it is
switching from an outboard boat to a jet?
Yeah, it is. It's a whole different ball game, but once you get it, it's kind of like, at first you're like, oh, God, I hate this. But then once you get a handle on it, you're like, wow, this thing is more capable than you could ever imagine.
It's like you're driving a race car.
Sneak right into a little, and you can sneak right into a little hole and then back right out. And yeah, once you get a handle on how to maneuver a jet boat, it's like, wow, this is a pretty cool little machine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And yeah. Hamilton Jet is like the world's best jet. I mean, they do stuff all over the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our new boats have a transmission in them, actually, which is kind of something rare, and it gives us the capability to be able to put the boat into reverse and flush the drive out too, which is a great little option, because every once in a while, like even when it's outboard, you'll pick up a bag or something, right, and you have to stop or pick up some, you know, tough seaweed. But with this, you just push the button, flush her out, and boom, we get back going again.
Wow, right back to the boat. Wow, that's cool. No, they're great boats, and they get in, like you say, the places that you can't get in with a prop boat, for sure.
Nope.
Yeah. Some of that, going through the narrows is a thrill ride.
Oh, really?
Because
for example, it depends on the tides, of course. In the morning, you think, oh, this is like a wide river, right? I mean, it's like a rushing river. Mm-hmm. And then you come in the afternoon, and it's like this little tiny stream, right? We're going to go through that? And it's like, whoop, right through it.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. No, it's,
yeah.
it's
and we actually have 8 inches of draft, but I prefer the guides go have a foot.
Have a foot. Yeah, for sure. And the good news is about that is, nobody else is going to be out there but the jet boats.
We get out there, and sometimes, you know, we're out there by 7-ish, and nobody else goes up till 11, and by the time they show up, we're done.
Well, hey, phones are packed, then let's jump into it.
Yeah, sounds great to me. How about this time we talk to Tom, and Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Tom, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Can't wait to get up there in August with my wife. My question is about your captains. Can you tell us, do you have the same captains every year, and where do they come from?
Good question. Yeah. So far as captains, I do like to have everybody stay with the same captain for their whole trip. Like, so there are 3 days of fishing, and they're full days of fishing. I don't like to move people around because you get comfortable and you build that first day, you know, you're getting to know each other, and then you build that camaraderie, and then you get very comfortable and you work as a team. So I do like to keep everybody with the same captain as possible. And my captain, so we have, they're all from B.C. Everybody's from B.C. Some local.
Where do you live, Rob?
I live in Powell River, just a little bit north of Vancouver, and it's on the west coast as well. Just been fishing here my whole life.
Yeah,
you've been fishing there your whole life.
Yeah,
and that's the way most of the guys. And Nathan lives in Sanfit, right
Queen
there.
Lives in she's over in Skidigit, and Royce is over in. Is he in Skidigit or Duck and Geese? I can't remember which one. But anyway.
But you're all local guys.
They're local. Yeah. And, actually we have all local. Canadian. Captain Ed is from Port Alberni, Vancouver Island. So they're all BCNs.
Yeah, that's so cool. All BCNs. That's cool. Yep. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank
this
you,
morning.
Tom.
Appreciate
I'll see you in August.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com tip by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater god. I want to remind you, this catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. And now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations today. And we've got them, your saltwater guide is standing by. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, Valerie, Rob, Pete, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, we got 4 days left tonight till Wednesday night of lobster fishing, and it has just been a fantastic season. I'm sad that it's coming to an end because a lot of people did very, very well. Long Beach, L.A. was historic how good it was. I know you guys saw the pictures and the videos over and over again. It was pretty spectacular. So we're sad that's coming to an end, but get out there, you gang. You got 3 more days to get out there, and it all ends on Wednesday night at midnight. And then we should have a lot of coverage out there this weekend. Boats all over the place. I had a couple of members go down to the Coronados yesterday. They didn't see any yellows, but they had really good calico bass fishing, really good rockfish fishing, lingcod, all that stuff down there. They said the water looked really good at the Coronado, so it's probably just any day now. Just some consistent weather. Catalina, we had a couple light boats go over there and look around for the weekend to see if they could catch any squid to sell, and unfortunately, they found nothing, and then they headed over to Clemente, so we'll get a report later today and see what they found, and I'll let Danny at Fish Dope know what my guys found over there. As far as on the coast, like Mark was saying, bottom grabbers, whitefish, sheephead, really good sheephead fishing up and down the coast right now. We're all just waiting for April 1st for that rockfish season to start because, Ricky, as you know, as soon as all the boats head out to San Nick and the Cortez and the Tanner and all those places, you know they're going to find that bluefin. It didn't go anywhere. It's out there. It's just no one's been there to look around. So hopefully you guys got all your tackle ready. You got everything you needed at the PCS show. And if you didn't, swing in and see Rick over there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle because you got to get ready. It's about to explode.
No doubt about it. Well, a great report, Dave. Like you say, good call getting in that last minute on the lobsters. And, yep, no doubt about it. There was some great bluefin hits from the guys over the weekend, and that's just going to continue to get it better. And like Pete said, we've got a really nice week of weather in front of us. I think it can be some great fishing. Dave, great job as always. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for letting me be on the show, guys. I'm going to kick back and listen to Valerie and Rob. I want to get up there. It sounds spectacular. Have a great show, guys.
That it is. And don't forget, FishDope.com is your source, like Dave says, information from all the right sources on FishDope.com. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code for FishDope.com. And Rick, you have a good text, huh?
I thought so, yeah, definitely. It bring it back up here. Says, good morning, guys. Maybe a question for Rob. Rob, how effective is jigging techniques with light tackle for the bigger halibut and lingcod at Queen Charlotte Safaris? Also, can I use a diver for king salmon versus a downrigger? Can't wait. Hope you guys have an awesome season. I can't wait to check it out. That's from Ted in San Diego.
Yeah, so diver, less effective than the downrigger, obviously. I mean, if you want to put another rod out the middle, sure, we can do that with a diver, but it's almost more fun to have that third rod at the back just on the surface, because then you see that surface smack, and, you know, when the fish hits it, and it's just super exciting. As for jigging, we prefer a 12 ounce jig, and everybody to have the same jig on, so that when we do drop down, we're all dropping down at the same, we're all going to get that same hookup. Like, there's times when we drop all four rods and immediately all four rods are hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
So the quicker you can get that bait down there is kind of like, I don't know, I'm in the mindset of line in the water, line on the bottom, fish on the hook. So faster you get down there, better. I like a nice jig personally. We have these things that we buy from a gentleman in Port Alberni, and they seem to just be fire. You stick one of those, one of Corey's MC swim baits on there, and it's even incendiaro.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the jig fishing there is like nothing you'll ever experience anywhere else. And,
yeah.
And the thing is, when you get a bite, it's a big one usually, especially those lingcod are giant up there.
Yeah, no, man, they're rod benders. It's great. I mean, you can ask Corey, he knows. He's got this technique where he drops it down and then pulls it up five and then just gives it a little second and then, well, bam. It's fun.
Yeah, he was telling me about that. It was funny because, you know, you kind of jig it on the bottom, and then that evening I was talking to Corey. He's like, no, pull it up and then let it sit there, and they'll follow it up and then just nail it, right, Rob?
Just bam. Yeah, it was entertaining to watch him fish. Nobody really ever does that. And I was like, well, that's a cool little new way, a new little trick. If it's not working, just dropping them on the bottom. We're going to try that.
For sure.
That's so cool.
Hey, another great text here from John in Huntington Beach. He says, hey, Valerie and Captain, I'm going up with Let's Talk Hookup Trip August 7th through 11th. I'm excited for all the wonderful fishing opportunities. Can we fish albacore if they're close in, not too far offshore, if the weather's good? I'll gladly pay for extra gas.
This is something that we've talked about. It is a little early.
It's
something that we have talked about. So, I mean, if there is enough interest in it, I mean, I don't know. This will be a Valerie thing as well. Obviously, there will be a little bit of a fuel surcharge, but we can definitely hunt for albacore like late August, September.
Yeah.
They do show up. There's an Albacore tournament up there, which is pretty cool. It's a big money tournament that goes on in the middle of September, I believe. But it's definitely something to start considering because the Albacore fishing up there is unreal. And I think the limit right now is 16 per person a day.
Jeez.
So you can really take home haul fish if you get into them.
Yes. Valerie, you're rolling your eyes.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
16 Albacore per person. Oh, no. We're going to get more boxes. We need more boxes.
We need more planes.
That's funny.
That is.
We've been talking about doing it. We need to put it together.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hey, well, we got a special guest on the line from the Pacific Dawn, Captain Mike Laus. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, but probably not as good as you are. You guys had your first official, we're only going fishing for bluefin tuna, day and a half trip at a Fisherman's Landing on Friday night. And, man, we saw a little bit of pictures from social media, but tell us how it went. It looks like you guys had a great trip.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Everything worked out nicely. It was nice just to make it an offshore trip, a little less stress to try to go inside, catch rockfish, and then run outside to catch a bluefin. We could just focus on offshore fishing, and it paid off. It paid off.
Which was not the easiest call to make because it's sure easy to have, you know, rockfish and the sacks as a backup. But, yeah, your plan was to strictly go offshore looking for tuna. And I understand you guys had some success. Tell us how it went.
Yeah, it was great. About 4 o'clock in the morning or 3:30-ish, we bumped into a school. And right away we started getting bites. And they kept swimming through wave after wave. For 12 people, I think we got 11 that morning. So pretty much everybody got one. There were 10 of those were over 100 pounds.
No.
Between 100 to 130-ish. So they're all cookie cutter size at 100, and there was one standout 130.
Awesome. What a way to start things off for the season. And was it all a nighttime thing?
No, it was not. So that was the cool part. During the day, there was breezer fishing. You could see it, visual, sonar. If you could get on a spot of like 40-pounders, 40 to 50-pounders, they ate the fly line pretty good. And that was a nice mixture for everybody.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Well, what a great start to the season. What was the grade of the fish in the daytime, the fly line fish?
The bigger fish did not want to cooperate completely, and most of the guys were fishing 40-pound test, so you could understand the outcome of that.
That doesn't work with a 100-pounder, right?
No, not it. Sometimes. But,
what a great trip and way to get things started. Now, what's the future hold for the Pacific Dawn? Are you guys going to continue to run open party? Is it charter fishing? And when's the next opportunity to jump on and go get some bluefin with you?
Well, we would love it to be just straight charters, but this time of the year, you know, kind of breaking off from the Ventura thing and keeping the boat in San Diego, we still need to let everybody see us and know that we're down here. We're down here to try to, you know, to try to do everything here for year round. But we're an open party every week. I believe we have two trips up. We have one that we're supposed to go tonight. I don't know if we'll get enough people, but Friday night, if we can, any one of these trips, if we can get 5 or 6 people, we'll make it a definite run.
Man, that's awesome.
So it's a good chance to go out, landing, right?
Yeah, call Fisherman's Landing, talk to Carl, any one of the guys, and reserve a spot.
Hats off to you, Mike, for making the decision to go, and especially running with so few people. I know that can't be easy on the pocketbook, but it gets the season started, and it gets all of us fired up, and obviously it was certainly well worth it for the guys that joined you. What a great trip.
An experience.
Everybody having fish over 100 pounds in March. We'll take that as our start to offshore fishing. Well, great job.
Yeah, and it's only St. Patrick's Day in May, March, right?
How about that?
Here we go.
All right, that's right. Yeah, my crew's mad at me that we're getting a little late.
Yeah, you and Carl are going to be here in the World Headquarters on Easter Sunday, March 31st, right?
Yep. Yeah, be there.
That's
look,
awesome,
look
Mike.
Forward to you having you on the show along with Carl. That's going to be fun. And thanks for joining us. Again, fishermanslanding.com, book online.
Pacific Dawn.
Pacific Dawn is the boat. And just call and book the trip.
Yeah, come fishing. Good job, Mike.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Daniel, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
This is a question for Valerie. How do you guys take care of the fish if we fish multiple days, and how much fish can I bring back home?
Well, that's a loaded question. as far as the fish, it goes, we have a certified processor right on the island. And so when you come in, they take your fish. It gets processed that night. It's cut that night, flash frozen, everything all ready to go, vacuum packed. And then on farewell day, they put everything into a insulated fish box. And then far
or two or three.
Or two or three, or however many you have. That's why I said it was a loaded question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the other part you wanted to know what species or?
Just how much you're allowed to bring home.
Oh, Air Canada does not care how much fish you bring home.
It's just how big your wallet is.
Yep. So your first box, of course, we include into your package.
50 pounds.
Yep, 50-pound box. 50-pound
box.
As long as you bring a carry-on, and then the second box is $50, and once you get past two boxes, it's $100. And depending on what airport per box. Depending on which airport you're going in and out of, if we can get it all the way, you know, transferred all the way home. And here's one other thing, is you clear customs in Vancouver.
It's so easy.
You're done. You get to L.A., you get to San Diego or Orange County, wherever you're flying from. You just
it's a
home.
Domestic flight.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's all done.
It's pretty easy.
Yes.
Follow-up on that is from Kevin, and he says, hi, Valerie and Kevin. It's Kevin from San Clemente asking what not to bring with me, as I want to bring back as much Queen Charlotte salmon and halibut as possible.
That's a good call.
So, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So, Rob, fishing with you, what do you need?
Nothing. I got you.
Nothing.
I got everything for you.
Nothing.
I would bring yourself, just like Valerie said, some layers. You know, if you want to have some some wicking fabrics underneath, those are the best. That's what I wear. Mm-hmm. And then if you want a pair of gloves might be a good thing if you get cold hands, because sometimes the wind and rain is there. So, but usually, man, last year we had such great weather. You know, I never had gloves on once, other than to cut fish sometimes. And then, I usually wear myself a pair of bibs, which we free supply. Sometimes the long johns underneath, and then a wicking fabric on top, and then sometimes a hoodie, and then sometimes my raincoat. That's all I wear. A pair of sunglasses, good hat, sunscreen. Yeah, the welcome packet tells you everything you should bring.
And if something gets dirty or wet, you want it washed, you can do that too.
Yes.
Yeah, Cassandra's got your back on that one. She'll hook you up with a fresh load of laundry anytime you want.
Yeah, for sure. It's a nice thing. You can do it totally in a carry-on and then not worry about it.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
But make sure your carry-on meets the airline requirements, which is in the welcome packet as well.
Yes. Yeah, because the flight you take from Vancouver to Sandspit is not a regular size. It's at one of those MBAR 80.
It's a Q400. And, you know, the overhead bin is not as big as the big plane you fly in to Vancouver on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you gotta be
We have the aircraft, so
you've got it all down. All right.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great info, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Hey, it's time to talk about where it's always biting, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I was in there a couple times this week, and oh my gosh, fresh Baja grouper, Pacific grouper, unbelievable. Paqueta? Yeah, not Paqueta.
Okay.
Next step up from Paqueta. Wait, like 10 steps up.
Hey,
from Paqueta.
All right.
No, the Pacific grouper, you know, the big green grouper.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. And the other thing too that you got to notice at Point Loma Seafoods is their scallops are giant.
Oh, dude. Hockey pucks.
Yes. They're giant. And they're dry scallops, which is important. You can go to other places and you see them there. You know, these are like the real deal scallops there. But everything they have, the shrimp, the everything in that fish case, that's why they call it the fish freshest thing in town.
Well, we obviously working at the tackle store, we eat there multiple days a week, and it's just, we rely on it. It's so good. It's never not top quality, you know, from the old school squid sandwich and fish sandwich to, you know, to the best fish tacos in town. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a secret anymore, but it's just so good. Everything they have is fresh. Everything they have is made in-house. It's just the best.
You bet. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Styron 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Styron subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
I have a whole bunch of
them. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Hey, we got a little bonus to the show this morning. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. We always love it. We can hear the boat going on in the background. And, man, just anxious to hear. How did things fare for you guys this weekend on the Tribute?
You know, when I called in yesterday morning, we had a really good shot at bigger fish. In the dark from 3 o'clock to about 6 o'clock, I think our big fish, we called it a 160, but I think after watching the fish be weighed this morning by 5-star, that was pretty conservative. We had nine of those big ones, and then got rolling, took a little bit to find our next school, but our next school, we picked up 19 more bluefin, 25 to 60 pounders, and we only had 18 guys on the boat. I mean, at one point, everybody on the boat had one. Very, very good fish, and I mean, I know it's March, but you would have thought it was, you know, August, September, anything else.
Jeez.
Flat, calm weather, biting fish. We got some really good videos that I put up on our social media. We ended up getting on another spot in the afternoon of 30 to 100-pound fish, and there was no shortage of fish throughout the day watching. Yeah, some of the bigger schools, the 150-pounders, watching them blow up, do cartwheels, and they were a little more reluctant to bite, which I was fine with. 30 to 100-pound fish was great. You know, we ended up getting limits for our passengers as well as our crew. So, I mean, it was all the way to the end. We fished till dark, just trying to pick through some bigger fish, and it was we had a lot of guys get off the boat here this morning. I think it was the best trip they've ever been on. And, you know, for our first offshore trip, limits of bluefin, flat, calm weather, just a great group of guys. Like, you know, that's not the worst start ever.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
Limits of bluefin.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Hey, is today St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yes, it is. In fact,
all right, well, I'll make that work.
Just for you, Mike, Valerie's got a little Irish ditty.
Irish ditty. All right, ready?
Yes.
May the holes in your net not be no larger than the fish in it. That is an Irish fishing quote.
There you go.
I like it.
Right. That's like saying Irish wristwatch. That doesn't work for some. That's a good ditty, though, and very true.
Yes. Well, way to go, Mike. What an awesome job, and unbelievable the start to this season. I just think it bodes well for everything coming. And what's coming up next for the tribute?
So our next trip was not scheduled till next Friday night, which is already a go. We put our trip up yesterday morning. It's already a go. We got a dozen people for tomorrow night.
Awesome.
It's too good to pass up. I mean, I was just blown away. You know, we started our morning with 9 fish. They're all big ones, and I was happy with that. And we ended up with, you know, all we wanted and then some. Like we stopped fishing at dark. I mean, you really need to check out some of the videos on Instagram and Facebook. It's just what we got to deal with that. Quality of fish, the weather, and everything else. And the weather Tuesday looks just as nice. I mean, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, this is no longer a fun, well, it'd be fun to catch one early in the season. This is flat out really good fishing.
Legitimate, yeah. So, tomorrow night.
It was ridiculous.
leaves tomorrow night, flat, calm weather predicted, great fishing. How do we get aboard, Mike?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. TributeSportFishing.com, and our social media is TributeSportFishing, whether it be Facebook or Instagram. And I mean, we've had some of the comments, I don't know, several thousand views on some of the videos. And man, I didn't know this was a possibility this time of year.
It's because it's not, but it is.
It is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's a big one in the dark or, you know, 60 pounder fly line during the day, it was awesome.
That's so cool. Awesome. Well, go get them tomorrow night, and thanks for the check. Appreciate that very much. And talk to you next weekend for sure with another good report.
I want to remind you this portion of the show, hey, if you like fishing for tuna like Mike and Mike are doing, hey, you got to be using those Gamakatsu hooks, because if not, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0, and when big fish are biting, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized to get you the bites. Both come with ringed or non-ringed. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
Yeah, and interesting text here from Art and Donna. They say hello, Valerie and Rob, and this is Art's. They're coming. Can't wait to see you in July. This is Art's 16th year and Donna's 11th year.
Wow!
You have a lot of people that come back year after year after year, right?
Yeah, these are very special. Everyone's special.
Must be a reason, though.
Well, it's location.
Yeah,
and a lot of love. We put a lot of love into everything we do.
Yes, you do. We should announce our dates for 2025 Let's Talk Hookup Trip.
Yes.
Yeah, so go for it.
Are you ready?
Because let me explain why. Our trips fill up very, very quickly.
Yes.
First of all, we have Harold Davis, the Pied Piper, going. And then we have Corey Sandin, who's Pied Piper number two. And so people want to go fishing with us, right?
Yes.
And they want to go fishing with Rob and see Valerie, for sure. So So you're booking now for 2025.
And, we are booking. Yeah. Okay, so to back up for a second. Two things. We have some dates available this year, and we're going to do a special Let's Talk Hookup rate, but you have to say, we listen to you on Let's Talk Hookup to get that.
Okay, so but you'll give them a special rate, a special deal for the remaining spots in 2024, not necessarily the Let's Talk Hookup trip, but other dates, like you were talking about, some singles and openings for singles. Great openings in June, which is like prime time.
Yep.
You heard Rob talking about the salmon run possibilities in June. Oh my gosh, that sounds incredible.
I know. And the bottom fish, untouched. Right, Rob?
Yeah, all season long. All winter long, right? Nobody gets out there because, I mean, weather is really, really. Yeah, lots of no pressure.
All of a sudden, they see a jig in their face. Oh, I'm eating. Yeah.
They see anything down there. I'm going to catch one on a banana this year.
Yeah. There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
So here's our dates for 2025 for fishing with Corey. Corey's going to be, his group is going to be July 29 to August 3. And Pete and Harold's date's going to be the same date, August 3 through 7.
Okay, great.
And
so book now.
Book now, and you'll get your Let's Talk Hookup group rate, plus you can pay for it in four installments.
Four installments.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Cool.
So, Nice. So, and
are the rates in 2025 the same as 24? Or you haven't determined that?
I haven't determined that.
You haven't determined that. Yeah, because with fuel prices and everything. Yeah, fuel's the X factor, right?
Well, and Chef John just said our food went up about 12%.
Yeah. Surprise. Anybody?
It's going to be very close.
It's okay.
It would be very close.
Yeah, you're always very good about that. And the airline, too, messes with you.
Yeah.
So every factor has to be, factor has to weigh in. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Gus? Gus has called us from Burbank this morning. Hey, Gus, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, Ricky. Yo, Pete. Yo, Valerie.
Hi.
Hey, Gus. I just wanted to say, I do one trip a year now, and there's no question, there's no debate about where I want to go. And it's always Queen Charlotte Safari. I cannot express, I don't have the time or the words, the beauty of that place. It just reminds me of what's important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Getting out there in natural surroundings, no politics, no following the newspaper every day.
No TV.
It's just...
we have one, but...
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody watches it because
I don't miss the TV at all.
No.
Yeah.
But,
and there's, and,
so
and I might add, those of you that do like to be connected, there's cell service, and there's also internet.
Wi-Fi.
You have Wi-Fi at there. But
we got upgraded on our Wi-Fi.
Oh, my. Yeah. Fast.
So you have to make the choice.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. But the good news is, too, that once you get on the boat with Rob, and once you go through the Narrows, you're done
for the day.
You're done. So you're just fishing. You can focus on fishing. Yeah. And then on your way home, then you can go catch up.
Yeah.
But that's
exactly,
you know, I got to say, we're so connected these days, mm-hmm. and to be able to be away, even on the long range boats, everybody's has Starlink and everything now. When I was in Indonesia, we had nothing for 7 days, and it was wonderful.
It was
really great. I mean, you get all so addicted to it, but then when it's gone, it's like, oh, well,
yeah,
it'll be there when I get back.
Yep.
So that's the same thing when you're going fishing Queen Charlotte Safaris. It's like, yeah. It'll be there when you get back to the lodge. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Gus, can't wait to see
you. See you in August, Gus. So does that mean that it's a yes for 2025 with Pete? I just put you on the spot.
Of course.
I don't think you needed to worry about that one.
Yeah. So you're coming in 2024 as well as 2025.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Put me down.
Thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Look forward
to seeing you. Big hugs, Gus.
I had a great text. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Valerie. What a great show. My question for Valerie is, do you guys have black cod available at Queen Charlotte Safaris? One of my favorite fish to target when fishing deep waters up north, and I wasn't sure if that species existed in your water or was able to target. That's from Dan and Escondido.
Rob?
There's definitely black cod there. It's something that you're fishing super deep for, right? So it's another thing I was going to be bringing up to Valerie right soon here is I think we need to start to target them. It's something that the fish are absolutely delicious. So it's, yeah. I think we're going to have to, like, crack open that little kitty account and grab a few electric bills and do a couple of
things. Killing me every day. He's like, oh, we need this. Oh, we need that.
Yeah, my tackle bill is getting a little high, but that's all right. They're fun to target. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but delicious to eat.
They're okay to target, but, boy, they're really
fun. They're a lot of work. I should say
they're really fun
when you get them up to the surface.
There you go, exactly.
600-plus feet is that's a real job.
Yeah. 600, that's shallow.
That's a minute. Yeah, I was going to say, 600, no problem.
Yeah,
that's a fish 1,000.
Yeah, okay, so it's awesome, a possibility for the future.
How cool.
Valerie's kind of going, yeah, maybe. I have one here from Sammy in Irvine. Good morning. Do you have fish processing service on site that prepares your catch for shipping? What are the weight limits and catch? And, Rick, it was good to see you at the PCS show. We've discussed that a little bit, but, you know, fish is important for people to take home. So your fish processor is not physically at Queen Charlotte Safari, but it's about 150 yards away.
Yeah, and it's a certified plant, so they get inspected. So it's not it's not a whole bunch of
It's a true plant.
It's a true
totally
fish plant.
What they
That's what they do.
They're professionals.
And they get the fish care. Your fish are on ice, and then from the boat, it goes into the plant, and then they cut in the evening so it's fresh, and fillet it out, bone out, and then vacuum pack, flash frozen, like I said before, and it's all species identified, and they're heavy plastic bags, and then, of course, being flash frozen, stays in the freezer, and then we go freezer to the airport on your farewell day.
So. And I might add that the boxes that you purchased, first time I went up there, I went, Valerie, why do you spend so much money on these boxes? Well, I found out why, because they're exceptional. They're styrofoam crates inside another box.
Wow.
And your catch is like
you get
solid.
Home, it's still rock
it's
hard.
Solid.
Yeah, and they'll fill it up to 50 pounds, and it meets all airline, the box size meets all airline regulations as far as sizes and dimensions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we put our stickers on them, you put your name and phone number on them, and we have a whole process at the airport to make sure everything's done properly.
And Rob, how do you take care of the fish on the boat?
So right away, fish are bled, and then we put them on ice in our nice big boxes till we get to the dock, make sure they're nice and cool all the way through.
Yeah, so that's key, too, because so you guys have these great ice totes that you have on the boat, and so that fish goes right on ice, bled, and then right on ice, and then goes to the processor.
The bleeding is a major for, especially lingcod. Like, back in the day, we never used to do that, and once you tell the difference, it's really hard to actually tell the difference between a bled lingcod and halibut once you actually get them home and take them home.
The
flavor is obviously different. And the meat's different, but the whiteness of the fish is incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
All right. Well, hey, another great text coming through. Good morning, guys. This really sounds like a bucket list trip. My question for Valerie and for Rob, what do you guys feel is the best time of year for a mix of kings, lings, and other rockfish? I also love the fact that I could take my wife. This sounds like a great adventure.
That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Thank you, Jeff, Huntington Beach. Go ahead, Rob.
Your best shot's going to be for if you want the best ground fishing, it's obviously in June, but all season long. Like, it's not like other places. We're seeing different salmon runs all season. The coho start to show up right from the beginning over there, but they're more prolific, the coho, the silver, more prolific, say, mid-June onward. But Chinook is there full time, you know, pinks are there almost the whole time. All the salmon are there, and then all the rockfish are always there. So all the rockfish are halibut.
And that's
just,
the unique thing
there.
About where you are is the, did you hear? The Chinooks are always there.
That's not always
the case, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a full season of different runs, different waves. You never know. Like, the Wannick River fish are usually there in June. That's when we see these odd 60, 70 pounders that get caught.
Ooh.
You know, it's very rare, but, you know, your chance of getting a trophy fish in June is just as good as it is getting a trophy fish in July and August.
Wow. That's pretty cool stuff.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to, including finding out who's going fishing on an overnight open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner. Valerie's going to do us the honors and flip the prize coin. We're going to find out if we have a caller or texter winning. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Rory in Lakeside. You've got yourself an open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. You're picking the boat. You're going fishing.
There you go. Congratulations.
Awesome. Rock.
So fantastic having you on. Thanks for hanging in on the phone for 2 hours. I know we're very excited to come up there with our two groups in August. And a lot of our listeners go to Queen Charlotte and love fishing with Rob.
All right, guys. Well, it'll be fun to see you. And I can't wait to get the season started myself. So tight lines and be safe out there. And we'll see you guys in August, I guess, July, August.
Yeah, August, yeah.
And, August 3rd.
And keep twisting their arm up there in Canada about those yellow eye, for sure.
Oh, believe me, man, I love that fish. It's so,
so good.
Been so many years since I've had a good taste of that stuff. I want some fish and chip yellow eye.
Yeah, for sure. And Valerie, if somebody wants to come up, either this year, there's still a scattered few spots available for singles as well as two people or groups, or 2025, it's way not too early to book for 2025.
We're booking both.
Yeah, so
yes, both.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can go to the website, qcsafaris.com, and there's a contact us, and just fill that out. Make sure to put Let's Talk Hookup on there so I know.
Yep.
And
you get a special rate.
And you get a special rate.
Yeah.
And then also, if you do the toll-free number, I have that ringing to my cell phone. I'm going to be in the hotel room working all day today.
Yeah, okay.
And 1-877-815-2892. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so
great
when you
job.
Call, you talk to Valerie. That's the cool thing. This is the hardest working person I know. That's for sure. So thank you, Valerie.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
Such a pleasure. Yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody. And thanks to JP.
Thank you, Rob.
I appreciate what you do, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thank you out there for all your support, all your great texts and calls, and just listening and being a part of Let's Talk Hookup today. We humbly and very much appreciate what you do for us. And thank you for being here. Next week, we're going to have a couple great shows. Captain Matty Barlow from The Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay will be here on Saturday. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti and Jonathan from the Royal Polaris will be here next Sunday. Going to be a great couple of shows. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.